Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. The natural world quiets down in December, both visually and audibly. Fall's riot of color is long gone, and the birdsong chorus is a distant memory. Not everyone embraces winter, but there is a positive way to view the impending season of cold, ice, and snow. Without the sensory overload of spring, summer, and fall, we're freed up to notice and appreciate the subtle winter world. A skilled guide helps, and for that guide, I recommend a book by Mary Holland, a naturalist from Vermont. I keep her book, Naturally Curious, close at hand, and I just signed up to receive her blog postings. Book chapters are arranged by month and are filled with photos and narrative that bring to life what's going on in the wild world. Our local wild world, not a distant rainforest or the plains of Africa. Turn to the December chapter for a photo of moose barking. No, moose don't bark in the sense of a dog barking, but in winter they do rake their lower teeth up trees to extract a meal of bark. Deer bark too, but prefer different tree species. The photos on the blog, large and bright in format, offer an intimate, up-close look at an intriguing world just out the window or out along the trail. The photo captions add insight, luring us further into this world. We take better care of what we feel connected to, and understanding fosters connection. It's the same connection that we here at Something Wild work to build. Stronger connections to the natural world lead to wiser stewardship of that world. That's our hope. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.